Okay, Shalom Aleichem.
Good evening, everyone.
I was thinking maybe a season ahead, Sunday nights, to reserve for a particular brand of Dvar Halacha. We'll call it the Shaila of the Week. Different questions come up in the community, out of the community, around the campus and YU. Things that have practical relevance for us, whether you're the one asking the question or you're the one just learning about the question. And we have a few minutes in between Mincha Marv to expand upon the background, understand what the answer was, and hopefully learn what we can practically and in the background about important shilas that could happen to you. So here's the first shila. I was asked the following. Many people, many women, bake challahs for Shabbos. Some do it every week, some do it periodically, depending on what the need is. You have to make a lot of challah in order to reach the threshold at which point a person is obligated to recite a bracha, and therefore many endeavor to try to hit that point, which we usually assume is about a 5-pound bag of flour is sufficient to be mafresh challah with a bracha, and by doing so, a special mitzvah l'kavod Shabbos and a special mitzvah for women in particular, they are given the responsibility to be mafresh challah for various reasons, actually one having to do with Parshas Bereishis that we just read. Chava is, so to speak, referred to by Chazal as he kavsa ora shel olam, her participation in the Aveira of the Chet, of the Marishon, eating from Eitz Hadas, is in some way rectified through the mitzvah of challah that is uniquely reserved for the woman of the house. Question is, what if you put together, you make the requisite amount of dough, and you bake the challahs, and then you realize, after Shabbos has already begun, that you did not separate challah. What do you do? So what could possibly be the problem? So the Rambam tells us, on the one hand, that hafrashas challah, separating challah, which is really a form of truma, meiser, and other such tithes that need to be given to the kohen, to the levi, as the case may be, we do not separate truma, and by extension challah, on Shabbos. Yom Tov could be a little bit different, because it's part of what facilitates the meal, and we know ochel nefesh has certain leniencies on Yom Tov. Let's deal with Shabbos. Two reasons. The Rambam writes two reasons why one would not be mafrish, would not separate truma or challah on Shabbos. Number one, he says, because by doing so, one permits the food to be eaten. Previously it was usser, and now by separating truma, separating the part that's going to go to the kohen and leaving over the remainder for yourself, the Yisrael, whatever the case may be, that is a form of tikkun. We have one of the malachos is makah bepatish, to put the finishing touches on the creation of a vessel or some sort of implement. And likewise, Chazal extended midrabanan to many applications that don't formally address fixing a kli and making something usable in that sense, but even adding halachic functionality to something such as food is also subsumed under that gezera. So you had food that you couldn't eat before, you separate the truma, and now it is permissible. So that's one restriction that Rambam writes that would apply to separating truma, separating challah on Shabbos. Another application, another prohibition that Rambam mentions is that it's a form of transaction. When one designates it as truma, it leaves, in some respect, my own personal bialis, my own personal ownership, my own personal domain, and now it belongs to the kohanim. In the same way that it would be prohibited for me, out of the goodness of my heart, to if this was my chair and I wanted to donate this chair to the Beis Hamikdash, to be makdish, to consecrate something, to give it kedusha, that's a form of transaction. It's going to leave the first domain and enter someone else's domain. That would be subsumed under the general prohibition of business buying, selling, and other forms of transfer of ownership that's restricted on Shabbos. So for two reasons, one is not able to separate truma or challah on Shabbos. Okay, great. Strike one. Let's get out of the. Let's get that out of the way. Why don't I just eat it? Right. Well, let me. I'll leave it a little bit later. Why do I need to be worried about the mitzvah of truma, the mitzvah of challah right now? So the reason for that, strictly speaking, is because there's a construct in halacha known as tevel. Tevel is simply put untithed produce. Okay. If you have a farmer and he grows a crop, whatever it may be, let's say he grows grapes and he has a vineyard, he's going to produce wine. So the Torah obligates him to separate truma from that production. To eat, to partake, to drink from the wine before truma is separated, that is a violation of tevel. Tevel is prohibited substance. It's treif. It's a different type of treif. It's not a pig. It's not basar b'chal, milk and meat. It's a different type of treif. And actually comes with a pretty severe punishment. The Torah says that one is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Comes with a death penalty if you partake of untithed produce. Okay, so strike two. You can't separate the truma on Shabbos. You can't separate the challah on Shabbos. And you also can't eat from it before you've done so. So it would seem that you're stuck. You're going to have to knock on the neighbor's door. You're going to have to open up that box of matzahs that's left over from Pesach. Something to replace your lecha mishnah, if that's what you're counting on. Maybe you have something in the freezer, but the freshly baked challahs will not be an option for the Shabbos. Right? Wrong. Okay. That would be true in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, we have a special dispensation. It's really quite remarkable, the fact that there's an obligation to address the mitzvah of challah when we're in Chutz La'aretz altogether, right? How many other mitzvahs hatzulios ba'aretz apply in Chutz La'aretz? Strictly speaking, there aren't, right? We don't have Shemitah in Chutz La'aretz. They say that the Vilna Gaon separated Peah from a little farm. He had a little vegetable patch he had in Vilna. It's really amazing. You know, I'm not sure which is more of a chiddush, separating the peah or the fact that the Vilna Gaon was raising vegetables in his backyard. But generally speaking, we don't have mitzvah of, agricultural mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. Challah is an exception. And challah is what we call ein lo ikar min haTorah. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it has no root in Torah law. And for that reason, the Gemara tells us that we have special dispensations that relate to challah's chutz la'aretz. In particular, the Gemara says that when it comes to challahs chutz la'aretz, as we're dealing with, straight from a local homegrown shaila, ochel v'holech v'achar kach mafresh. Literally, ochel v'holech, you can eat, you can continue to eat, v'achar kach mafresh, and you can do the mitzvah, you can separate the challah at the end. Leave over a little bit, so you have, separating the challah, the Rishonim say, it means separate. You need A and B, you need to take one from the other, okay? But if you find yourself in such a situation, as this individual did, you have a remedy. Ochel v'holech v'achar kach mafresh. Special dispensation in Chutz La'aretz to eat and leave over a little bit, leave over a half a challah roll, whatever it happens to be. And Motzei Shabbos, when the prohibitions that we mentioned earlier don't apply, one can perform the mitzvah of separating truma, separating challah at that point. The only question that remains is, does one make a bracha at that point when separating the challah? I believe most poskim say yes, because it's really no different than separating the challah at the normal time. Usually people separate challah when the dough is formed. The pasuk says, may reishis arisosechem tarimu truma. From the original formation of the dough, from the batch of isa, of dough, once it's mixed, that's when the separation is performed. That's when the mitzvah is performed. So here, it's at the end of the process, but okay, still the same mitzvah. Even if you were in Eretz Yisrael, you forgot to do it initially, you can always separate truma after it's baked. Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a chiddush, and he says, no. He says, the way that this challah works, the way this works, this special trick to eat first and separate later, is that it's as if you are deliberately leaving over a little bit that will retroactively count as the challah, the portion you give to the Kohen, once I get to that final piece of dough. So he says you can't make a bracha at the beginning because you haven't separated anything. And when you get to the end, it's as if it's already done automatically on your behalf. So he says there's really no place to make a bracha. Chaim Kanievsky and others say, no, it's a normal situation of where, strictly speaking, Chazal didn't obligate you to separate the challah until you get to the very end. And that, I think is the mainstream approach. And therefore, if it ever happens, someone that finds himself in a similar situation, don't fret. No need to worry. One begins the meal as usual, and just has to make sure that they leave over a little bit at the end to separate from. Question?
Yeah. What do you do in Eretz Yisrael?
In Eretz Yisrael, like I said, you're gonna have to pull something out of the freezer. You're gonna have to knock on someone else's door. But there is no easy way out, as there is in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Chanan ben Akash, Omer Ratzon, Kach Baruch Hu, Zakas Yisrael, Lefichah, Herblam, Torah Mitzvah, Shenemar, Amachah, Bitzvah, Matzah, Kov, Erdil, Torah, Vyadir.